We continue our learning with Ilui Nishmas, David ben Menachem, Rosh Hashanah, Yaakov, Mevinich HaShaliyah. We are Nedarim, Perek Gimel, Mishneh Gimel. So we're up to the fourth category of Nedarim that don't take effect. We had Nidre Zeruzin, and Nidre, which is urging someone, bargaining with someone, Nidre Havai, which is where you exaggerate, Nidre Shgagos, and now we're up to Nidre Onsin. The two types of Nidre Onsin that will not be an effective Neder. Number one, it's where a person takes a full Neder, but there's some type of onus, some unavoidable circumstance that's preventing him from fulfilling the neder. And then we have a neder ones where from the very beginning there's kfiyah, someone is coercing him, forcing him to take a neder, as we'll see, murderers, tax collectors, and the like, where he takes a neder, but he really, the neder really doesn't have in mind to fulfill that neder at all. So that's another example of Nidre Ones. So here we go. Nidre Onosim Hidiro Chaveiro Shoyo Chaletzlo. Person's friend imposed a neder upon him that he should eat, come to eat with him. So the Gemara explains that the case here, that there's this particular circumstance, and we'll see why it's Nidre Onsin in a moment. Talking about a case where, let's say, Shimon wants to be the guest of Reuven. Reuven invites him for a meal, but Levi also invited Shimon for a meal. Shimon doesn't want to go to Levi. He wants to go to Reuven for the Shabbos meal. So how does he decline Levi without insulting him? He needs a good excuse. So he says, listen, Reuven, I want you to impose a neder upon me. This way, I will have no choice but to come to you for the meal. And then that's a good excuse to Levi why I don't have a choice but to go to Reuven. What would Reuven do? So Reuven takes an edger and says, listen, okay, Shimon, you know, all of my nechassim will be ushered to you if you don't come and eat with me. So that's the language he would use of in this case. We'll see why Sindre Onsin in a moment, is where he says, okay, konam nechassai olecha im lo tochal etzli b'su d'zu. That's what the Gemara says. He takes and that's a neder. So now what happens? So Shimon, he wants to eat with Reuven. So this is not Nidre Zerizin, where there's urging, there's bargaining, whatever it is. No, Shimon very much wants to eat with Reuven. He doesn't want to leave with Levi. So here, Reuven says, okay, there'll be a neder. Obviously, Shimon never has in mind that the neder won't be, that the neder will be chal, that he won't be able to get any hanah from Reuven's property. Why? Because Shimon plans on eating by Reuven. The only problem is, as the Mishnah says, Nidre Onsin, Hidiro Chaveiro Sheyochal Etzlo, but V'cholahu. But unfortunately, Shimon got sick, or Shechal Levano, or Shimon's son got sick, or Sheikvonar, or there was a river that held him back from coming, that prevented him from coming. So now Shimon had now he doesn't have a choice. So now what's going to happen? The neder is going to be chal, and he can't get any hanah from Reuven's property. He never wanted it to come to that. He wanted to eat by Reuven, but now he doesn't have a choice. So now we're going to tell me, oh, if he doesn't come, the neder will be chal. No, it won't be chal. Hare elu nidre onsin. This is an example of nidre onsin where it's unavoidable. It's not fulfilled, but only because it was unavoidable, so therefore the neder will not take effect. Perek Gimel, Mishneh Daled now, is the other example of Nidre Onsin. Nodin leharogin, a person is permitted to take a neder, let's say for murderers. We'll see what example we're talking about. Vileharamim, or robbers, vilamochsim, illegal tax collectors. What neder can you take to get rid of them? Shehi truma, meaning they're coming to collect something. If not, they're going to kill you, whatever it may be, put you in jail. And you say, listen, I know you want to take this grain, but this grain is truma. Truma they're afraid of. That's already ben adam lamakom. They're very careful. Yechai misvidei shamayim if you eat truma. So therefore, then they're not going to take it. So he takes it. Now, it's not true. He took an edda that it's truma. And he says, something should be ushered to me if this is not truma. So if he uses such a language, so now maybe they will leave him alone. So yeyasru called peros ha'ola malai kikarban im tuvazu ena truma. That's what he says. You know, all fruit of the world should be yasa to me like a karban if this grain is not truma. Meaning, this obviously he doesn't want to prohibit all the fruit upon himself. So it's basically saying, I'm telling you that this is truma, and therefore, you know, you can't take it from me. Nothing you could do. So here, or let's say he says, all peros of the world should be yasser to me like a carbon, if this tvua shehen shel beis hamelech, they belong to the beis hamelech, afa bishenem shel beis hamelech, but they don't really belong to the palace, belong to the king. So here are where from the very beginning he's taking this type of neder. So the Gemara explains that this is, and the chiddush of the Mishnah is, these are also included in nidrei onsim. They will not take effect on the noder, but that's as long as provided that at that time the noder has in mind something that will sort of exempt him from the neder. What does it mean? He's thinking in his heart, you know, these peros should be ushered to me only for today. Now, he's obviously not going to say that to the murderers who are coming to him, but he at least a way that he can sort of, the neder can be chal in a small sort of way. Now, we can't say that, but in this such a case, we'll say devarim shebelev heim devarim. Normally, we have a principle of devarim shebelev einam devarim. Take the example, things that are in your heart, matters in your heart, are not, don't mean anything in halacha. So take the example of the previous Mishnah, where he took a neder that your property, all my property, Reuven took a neder, all my property should be offered to me if you don't come and eat with me. So, and then what happened? If Shimon, of course, was planning to eat with Reuven, but then a river held him back or his son got sick, Demei Kara, says the Baratunur from the previous mission, Demei Kara, lo haya b'day toshe yochol ha-neder im ya'akvenu ones. If an ones would hold him back, he never had more than neder should be chal, uvikihi ha-gavna, sha-devarim mochichim, where it's very obvious what you're saying, devarim shebelev havu devarim. So that's an example of devarim shebelev are devarim, when it's very clear that this is what you had in mind, so then we do take that into account. And the same thing here, if the person relies on the fact what's in his heart, I really am thinking that this net, although I said all fruit should be usher to me if this is not truma, so he's thinking, okay, all fruit should be usher to me, parentheses, for today. So this way, he sort of gets out of this problem, and he's not really lying, because the neder, in fact, will take effect for that very day, and the fruit, the grain is really not truma, but this way he gets rid of everybody, and this is another example of nidrei onsim. And then the Mishnah says, Beis Shammai omrim, ba'kol nodrim chus mi b'shvua. Says Beis Shammai, a person could take any neder for nidrei onsim, as long as you don't use the language of shvua. So to say, ye'asru peros ha'olam alai b'shvua, im tevuah zu ena truma, is this tevuah is not truma, you know, all fruit should be also to me as an oath, so that's not effective. And certainly if he says, nishba anish tevuah zu hi shel truma, I take a shvua, this tevuah is indeed truma, or it shall beis hamelech. That shvua is more chamer. So says Beis Shammai, no, he should not, nidrei onsin, you can't take a shvua, and if you do, then the shvua would be effective. So lo'omim na'af b'shvua, the chachamim allowed even a shvua in order to get out of these cases of ones, where you're being coerced. Next, machlok is Beis Shammai Beis Hillel regarding this, nidrei onsin. Beis Shammai omim lo yiftach lo b'neder. You should not open up literally with an neder. If the person who's coming to oppress you, the person who's coming, the tax collector, the murderer, whatever it may be, he comes to you and he doesn't say anything. He doesn't say, hey, okay, really? You're telling me this grain? I want you to take a neder that this grain is truma. So you shouldn't offer it. Lo yaktim lo yiftach lo b'neder. Beis Hillel omim no af yiftach. No, if you want to get rid of him, you can even open up and then say, oh, by the way, I'll even take a neder that indeed this is truma, or all fruit should be also to me if this is not truma. Beis Shammai omrim b'meh shehu madiro. Beis Hillel omrim af b'meh she'eino madiro. Beis Shammai says, person can only take a neder on something, on a matter that the other person is being madir him. That the anos, that this person who's oppressing you, comes to tell you, makes that, speaks about. And he initiates, let's say that the tevuah should not be, you're telling me this true about the tevuah regarding its status of truma or not. But you shouldn't add on anything else. And the Mishnah's giving us an example of this in a moment. Beis Hillel says, no, you can even add on something of your own. Ketzad, what's an example of that? So Amrulo, so the people who are coming to collect the taxes, whatever, illegal tax collectors and murderers who want your grain, they say, you know what? Amor, kona mischinanously. I'll tell you what, I want to make sure you're telling the truth. So I want you to prohibit as a neder that your wife can't get any hana from you if this true tevuah, this grain is really not truma. So, okay. So everyone agrees he's allowed to respond to that and take that neder. And that would be nidre onsin. But what if he says, va'amar konam ishti ubanai nehedimli? He added on to asur even his sons that they can get hana from him. So, beishamay omim ishto muteris. His wife can get hana from him now because we know regarding her, with respect to her, the neder doesn't take effect. And because he was allowed to take that neder onsin, to get rid of the tax collectors. But uvanav asurim, but his sons cannot get hana. He wasn't allowed to add them on. Once he adds them on to the neder, that really is not nidre onsin, and that neder takes effect. Uvesilomim no, elu v'elu mutarin. Not only the wife, but even the children are get hana from him, because in order to convince the anasim, these oppressors, to get rid of you, to convince them of your credibility, so you can even add on things that they don't tell you you have to make a neder about, can add on even extra. And we follow a silil in all of these areas.